Good morning, Nick. I've had a little bit of sleep, but not a great deal.
Tell us what happened then.
What happened was Friday afternoon, Louis was on a walk in Pound Farm, which is near Framlingham, Swiftling area. He ran off at the sound of thunder, and he has not been able to be captured since.
Okay, how old is Louis?
Louis is going to be 5 next month. He's quite a nervous dog. He was being looked after by my mother-in-law whilst I was on holiday, and I was due to come and pick him up on Saturday. He is obviously quite scared, quite nervous, but there's been so many sightings, there's been so much interest, which has all come really from Twitter and also the local people in Suffolk.
And this morning there's been a sighting, and by all accounts he's well and relatively happy.
He's very happy. He's got his tail up. As my wife says, he's probably having the time of his life. However, I'd like him to actually be caught, and so that I can get him back to my house, really.
This is, I mean, you know, anyone that has a family pet knows, knows that the dread of this happening. You must have had a truly miserable weekend, you and the team looking for Louis, because the stress levels have been pretty high, haven't they?
They have indeed. I mean, Suffolk is quite close to me because my wife has lived there for many years, so I know the area relatively well. And it has been very stressful, and it's been particularly hard because Louis's late brother was put down this time last year. So I wanted to obviously just hang on to one beagle, and at the moment he's being somewhat evasive.
You've been tweeting, people have been tweeting on your behalf this Suffolk Dog Day, to name but one. I mean, just looking, Louise Denyer, who I follow on Twitter, has been, who's a big Beagle fan anyway, has been tweeting about Louis. I mean, have you been slightly surprised? Have you had a moment actually to think just how amazing people have been and how keen they are, how keen we all are that Louis finds his way home?
I think surprised is an understatement, astonished. When people turn up from Oxfordshire, Kent, Hertfordshire, from all over Suffolk, who don't know you, just purely because they're either a Beagle fan, they're a dog fan, or in some cases don't even have a dog, they just want to help find him, for no recompense, no reward, they just want to find your dog. It's absolutely amazing. And these people have just come to help for no other reason, just purely wanting to find Louis.
So you want to say thank you to them, obviously.
Absolutely. I'm extremely grateful to all those people and all the people in the local area who have also helped out as well. But yes, people who have come from such great distances to come and help, it's been, I'm extremely grateful to them.
The search continues. There's a picture of Louis on our Facebook page. He has his own Facebook page as well with information of what to do. An awful lot of dog experts have given advice with regards to laying down certain high-smelling foods as well to entice him in for some breakfast as well. So there's some really good-hearted people doing their very best for you this morning.
There is indeed. And the lady that has been staying overnight with my mother-in-law to try and find him is particularly expert with regards to dogs as well. And she has been helping out and trying to catch him as well.
Well, fingers crossed, we get him home as soon as possible, OK? We hope that happens within the next couple of hours, if not sooner. Ollie, I know it's a really stressful time for you, and I know emotions are high because anyone that's got a family pet will know exactly how you feel this morning. So we'll let you go, and as soon as there's an update, we'll obviously mention it on air, and anyone that's got any news, they can contact us and we can put them directly in touch with you. Is that OK?
That's absolutely fine, Nick. Thank you very much for your help, and thank you for your listeners for taking the time to hear about this.